Video, sex educator tells youth where to buy sex toys, discusses using fruits and vegetables. By Amy Furr on January 21, 2023. A Planned Parenthood sex educator is telling young people how to buy sex toys in her TikTok videos. In some of her videos, Mariah Gaudio reportedly pretended to use one of the toys and talked about her favorites, Fox News reported Friday. Gaudio also discussed in a video how individuals can hide spicy toys from parents and proceeded to provide information on using fruits and vegetables as sex toys. It was unclear whether Gaudio intended for the fruit videos to be for a young audience. The sex educator works for Planned Parenthood Marmande, the largest affiliate in the U.S., which provides health and education services to more than 220,000 people annually at over 30 locations in mid-California and northern Nevada. Planned Parenthood Marmande's website said it also offers gender-affirming hormone therapy. When asked if there was a certain age a person must be to purchase a spicy toy, Gaudio responded by saying she was unaware of a law that prevents young people from buying such items. But typically, adult stores have age restrictions which prevents sick, young folks from purchasing spicy toys in person. However, it's not illegal to buy spicy toys online, even as a teen, which most people do, she said. Another video shows the young woman demonstrating substitutes for vibrating toys after a follower told her, "I wanna get one but they're kind of expensive and I don't want my parents finding it." Her ideas included a washer and dryer, an electric toothbrush, a massager, an electric exfoliator, an electric razor, and a cell phone. Per the Fox article, the digital learning designer apparently works with young people to create sex education curriculum. Gaudio previously worked with middle school students as a Planned Parenthood health educator, and in 2021, she reportedly said some of her posts online were similar to how she taught. The Sex Ed Files is essentially a folder mirroring the work. In the classroom, full of resources, inclusive sexual health information, quotes from sexuality professionals and activists, art, and my favorite, anonymous questions from students in sex ed, the young woman explained.